Once upon a time, women were born, but they were born unequal. Once upon a time, women had little to no rights. Once upon a time, women had abuses in their patients that made them not confident in their powers to lessen her self-respect and lead a dependent life. They were forced to submit into laws they didn't consent. They were denied education and were often seen as inferior. They were required to be obedient to their husbands, couldn't own property, and received unequal rights. Once upon a time, there was a convention held, the Seneca Falls Convention. So then, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, an eloquent writer, and Lucretia Mott, a great speaker, were both part of the women's rights movement and called a convention on 1848 in Seneca Falls, New York. They were destined to be heard and have a great impact on society. With them, three other women, Mary McClintock, Martha Coffin Wright, and Jane Hunt, drafted a notice to announce a convention to discuss the social, civic, and religious conditions and rights of women. In this convention, they wrote the Declaration of Sentiments, which was written mostly by Elizabeth Stanton and inspired by the Declaration of Independence. This declaration described women's grievances and demands and called on women to fight for their rights to equality as a U.S. citizen. Included in the Declaration of Independence were 12 resolutions which demanded that women be regarded as men's equal. The most controversial of the resolutions was the right for women to vote. This small convention in a small place got to be known all throughout the United States. People had different opinions towards it. One of them was Horace Greeley, editor of the New York Tribune, who argued that if we believe in the Constitution, women must have equal rights. He stated, "When a sincere Republican is asked to say in sovereign earnest what adequate reason he can give for refusing the demand of women to an equal participation with men in political rights, he must answer, none at all. However, unwise in mistaking the demand, it is but the assertion of a natural right, and such must be conceded." The following weeks, the Seneca Falls reconvened to expand their movement's goal to a larger audience. The following years, the convention's leaders kept their dream going, campaigning for women's rights up to the national level. Until, finally one day, in 1920, women won the right to vote, which became the 19th Amendment. It took 72 years for women to gain the rights. It took a lot of work for these women to finally achieve their goal, their dream. They showed us that even as women, everything is possible, that we shouldn't take a no for an answer, and that we shouldn't let others control us, especially men. Thanks to their hard work and leadership, women in the U.S. now are finally men's equal. I'm Clarissa Barreto, and this was the Seneca Falls Convention and what followed. Thank you.